Today's daf is Chulin Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the bottom of the page on Hey Amud Beis, and we started to discuss the Shechita of a Kuti. So that's going to be the first topic of today's daf. Shechitas Kuti, we're going to discuss the Yayin of a Kuti and at what point the various things became Masr, the wine and Shechita of a Kuti became Masr, because there seem to be conflicting reports as far as when these Gzeros were made, as well as we're also going to discuss why these gzeros were made. Then the Gemara is going to discuss eating tarovet demai, because we're going to have a story of Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Asi, who went to the same place, and one of them ate, and the other one didn't eat, and it seems that it was tarovet demai. So is tarovet demai a problem? And the underlying issue that's going to come up a couple of times in today's daf is the assumption that hashta behemtum shal tzadikim, erek Hashem Baruch Hu, maybe takal el yadam, tzadikim atzman lo kolshkein, that it's impossible that a tzadik would end up eating a davar aser. So it has to be that whatever it is that a tzaddik ended up eating had to have been mutter. So we have to figure out in each instance why it was mutter. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when we have to be concerned that food might be switched on you, and therefore even if you took Trumas and Maestros, when you get the food back, if you gave it to someone else to prepare or to watch, when you get it back you're going to have to take Trumas and Maestros again because it might have been switched. Is that only a concern with one's mother-in-law? That wasn't a joke. That's what the Gemara actually says. Is that only a concern with one's mother-in-law, or is that a concern with other people as well? When is somebody going to be more a heter about something like that? When is someone not going to be more a heter about something like that? The Gemara is going to talk about if you have neshes chaver, neshes ama'aretz, that are working together, what the particular concerns in such a situation are, whether we have to be concerned that the neshes ama'aretz maybe is stealing from her husband. Also, the Gemara is going to the last little bit of the daf is going to be a story about how Reb Meir ate vegetables in Beis Shan, and apparently assuming that it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, that it doesn't need Trumas and Maestros to be taken from it. So that's going to lead us all the way into tomorrow's daf about the status of Beis Shan, whether it is or is not part of Eretz Yisrael, and if there's room for new hanhagos that didn't exist in previous generations, or do we assume that we're going to be motzi laz on the rishonim if we start doing things that they weren't doing in previous generations? So let's begin. We left off on daf hey amud beis, and we had mentioned the last thing that we were talking about was that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino made a gzeira against shchitas kuti. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, shemelo shemer Rabbi el b'shevi solo al-Gabav, that maybe that's only if Yisrael is not watching him the whole time. So he said back to him, what do you mean if Yisrael's not watching him? That you don't need a gzeira, that's obvious that you can't accept the shechit of Kutiv Yisrael is not watching him. No, Ram Gamliel must have been goes there even if Yisrael is watching him the entire time. So where we left off was Kibla Minei, Olo Kibla Minei. Did he accept that response or did he not accept that response? Meaning, what do we assume? Basof, did Ram Gamliel make the gzeira in all circumstances, or only when Yisrael is not watching the Kuti? So says Gemara, Tashma will bring a raya. Last one line is Tashma, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Da'am Rav Nachum Rizak Amar Vasi, Ani Re'isiyas Rabbi Yochanan Sha'achal Mishchitas Kuti. I saw with my own eyes that Rabbi Yochanan ate from Mishchitas Kuti. Af Rabbi Asi Achal Mishchitas Kuti. And Rabbi Asi ate from Mishchitas Kuti. V'tai Bar Rabbi Zeira, Lo Shmielu, Di'av Shmielu, Hav Mekabla, Odum Shmielu, V'lo Kiblua. So Rabbi Zeira wasn't sure, why did they eat from Shechitas Kuti? Is it because they didn't hear that Rabbi Gamliel had made this gzeira, but had they heard about the gzeira, they would have accepted the gzeira? Or maybe they heard about the gzeira that Rabbi Gamliel made not to eat from Shechitas Kuti, and they simply were not mekabel it. They didn't accept it. La halacha. So hada pashal inafshei, then he realized, mistavra de shmielu v'lo kibluhu. It must be that they did hear about the gzeira, and they simply rejected it. De'isal kadai techlo shmielu. Because if it was something that they simply didn't hear about, but had they heard about, they would have accepted it. Meaning, if this was really something that they admitted was usher, it's just that they were unaware at the time, well then how could that happen? That they're going to eat something that's really usher and they were just unaware at the time? Mechi Mistaya Milsa, the Mechli Sura, how could it be that they ate something that's Asir? Hashta Behemtim Shal Tzadikim in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yadan, Tzadikim Atzma Lokolshkein. Even the Behema of a Tzadik, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not going to be maybe Takala through it. So certainly a Tzadik himself, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not going to be maybe Takala. The Behemtim Shal Tzadikim, the Gemara is going to explain later on, not in today's daf, but later, what the reference is. We're referring to some episode where a Behema of a Tzadik wouldn't partake of something that's Asr. So Rashi refers you, Chamra Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. It's the Chamor of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, but look, come on, we'll see it later on. So anyway, but the point is that a Tzadik himself, there's no way he would eat a Davar Asr. So it must be that they held that this isn't a Davar Asr. Not that they were ignorant, but that they held this wasn't a Davar Asr. Now, says Marvi Salka Daite Lo Kibla Minei, but if you hold that Rabbi Zeira didn't accept Rabbi Yaakov's response, that Rabbi Gamliel asked everything, even when you saw Lamir al Gabav, well, Lishnile, why can't you just answer very simply? Kan kishe Yisrael Lamir al Gabav, Kan kishe Yisrael Lamir al Gabav. That when Rabbi Gamliel asked is only when the Yisrael is not Omer al Gabav, where there's no Lifnever Lositin Michshal, and when Riochanan ate was when there was a Yisrael Omer al Gabav, and then it's not a problem of eating something that was Asr. Elav Shmamina Kibla Minei Shmamina. So it must be that he did accept that response, that he asked it even when Yisrael was Omer al Gabav, and therefore the only way to justify the behavior of those who ate, of those tzaddikim that were eating from Shechitas Kuti, is that they were aware of the Gzera and rejected the Gzera. But it can't be that they were eating in a situation where the Gzera didn't cover, because the Gzera in fact covered every situation. It covered even a situation where you have a Yisrael Omer al Gabav. Now this idea that the Gemara takes for granted, and it's going to come up again in today's daf, that it can't be that a tzaddik is ever going to have something that's usher, that he's inadvertently going to do an isser, is something that Tosos is bothered by from a number of places in Shas. First of all, the Gemara tells us in a few places, in Meseches Makos, in Meseches Chagiga, for the Amud Yomi that we're doing in Shul, we're just up to this week, in the Sugi Meseches Chagiga, of Yehuda ben Tabai, who killed an Eid Zomim Shalom Kedin, that Yehuda ben Tabai was a Dayan who killed an Eid Zomim incorrectly. Now he committed murder Shalom Kedin, meaning what happened? He wanted to show the Tzedukim that we kill an Eid Zomim even if the person, specifically if the person that they testified against was not yet killed. There was a Gemar Din against the person that they testified against, Al Pi Edusam, but we haven't yet actually carried it out. The Tzedukim held that we're only going to kill an Eid Zomim if we actually carried out the punishment against the person that they testified. So he wanted to make a big statement to the Kutim that we kill the Eid Zomim only if they haven't yet carried out the Gemar Din. So he killed the Eid Zomim, but what he didn't realize is they were only mazim one of his Eidim. They weren't mazim both of the Eidim. And you don't kill an Eid Zomim, or for that matter, give an Eid Zomim Malkus or make him pay or anything, unless they're mazim both Eidim. That's the rule of Eidim Zomim. It's actually a Zuma Shneim. So that's the story. The Gemara Makos says in Chagiga that Rav Yehuda ben Tabai used to go to the kever of this guy, of this Eid Zomim that he killed, and he would cry all the time, and they weren't sure if it was the voice of Rav Yehuda ben Tabai or the voice of the Harug that was calling out, and he said, no, it's my voice, and you'll see, you know how you'll know it's my voice, because when I die, it will stop. So that's how you know that it's going to be my voice that's coming from the kever. And they said, no, it's not a raya, maybe just then it will be Mephayes, the Harug. Okay, but the bottom line is, here was a tzaddik, and he killed an Eid Zomim. The second problem, Tos says, Rabbi Shmuel was Kori La'or Aner on Shabbos. There's Nisid Rabbani, not allowed to be Kori La'or Aner on Shabbos, not allowed to read by an Or Aner, Shema Yata, because you might tilt the candle and that might extinguish the flame. And Rameir was Kori La'or Aner on Shabbos, Vihitas Aner on Shabbos, and he was Mata the Ner on Shabbos. So the Takala came through him as well. The Ramban adds, there's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadivav, that in a Torah argument between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi, a Sefer Torah got ripped as they were bringing rayas back and forth, and there was a Zaken Echad that said to them, Tama ani im lo yabes haknesses zu avodah zara. And that was a tremendous takala, that a Sefer Torah got ripped, that the argument got so out of hand. So these were tzaddikim that were arguing, so how could these terrible things happen? So there are a number of shittos in Rishonim. Those quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that it's dafka be isurei achila, that Aaron Kodesh Baruch Hu may be takal al yadon, that it's a gnai for a tzaddik to eat a dvar iser. But when it's outside of Isuri Achila, then it could be that a tzaddik will make a mistake. Rabbi Natan writes the same thing in Sefer HaYashar, and he writes that by a dvar Achila, it's efshar shlo yiskal tzaddikim iser sheyesh bos Achila, that the tzaddik, when he puts something in his mouth, it has to be that he'll notice the iser. But when it comes to other isurim, hachet gorim, that sometimes a person does averos, and he's not going to be able to prevent himself from doing the iser. What's the hesber of the, why should it be different, iser achila versus other isurim? So Tosa Rosh writes that when it comes to a machal of iser, Pasuk says, lo yu'una l'tzadik kol oven. And kol oven is gematria ochel tamei, the Targum says. In Nefesh Chayik, what's lo yu'una l'tzadik kol oven is Rashi Tevis lo yeochel. So, okay, or more likely, meaning very possibly, that Isra Achila, you know, there's something called Timtum Alev, that in some way it physically affects the person, an Isra Achila, it spiritually affects his makeup, that aside from any Isra Shabbadavar, it has some sort of negative spiritual impact beyond the Isser, whereas by other Isurim, we don't find Timtum Alev. Now, Tosus has a problem with this answer, though, because in the second paragraph of Ksubis, it says there were Mala Eved Lekuna based on the Psak of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, because he saw in Eved Kohen that they were Mechalik Truma in the threshing floor, and he made a mistake, and he didn't realize that this was the Eved of a Kohen. He thought it was a Kohen himself. And over there, the Gemara, there are those that have the gears from the Gemara. How could that be that there were Mala Eved Lekuna Hashta Behemton Shel Tzadikim? And over there, that's about Yichlus. It's not about Isuri Achila. So it's also, no, it's also about Isuri Achila, because if you're going to make him a Kohen, then you're going to be Machil him Truma. So that's that was the Kasha, that it is Isuri Achila. The Ramban quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu a different terence to this whole issue. He says, as the Enochrosh Rock maybe Takala Ali De Tzadikim is only that he's not going to be machshil other people. The whole makar of the Inyan was the chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair didn't want to eat tevel. The chamor is not mitzuva. It's not that the chamor was doing an aver. The chamor is not mitzuva in anything. It's just they didn't want to be machshil other people to give food that was not that ma'aser was not taken from. So our sugya also that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Asi ate from Shchitas Kuti, and what's going to happen then? Everybody's going to eat from Shchitas Kuti. It's that the tzaddikim can't be the source of other people's averos. But of course, ain't tzaddik baritz, that's lo yachta. Everybody does averos every now and then. So the tzaddik also might do averos. There are only a list of a few that we have in the end of the first paragraph of Basra who never sinned. When you have Binyamin, Yishai, there aren't that many that never sinned. The Ramban and the Ran have a different approach, and they say that Ein Kodesh Baruch Hu may be takal tzadikim at all b'shogeg, because someone who's bam litar misayin or so. But if the tzaddik wasn't a shogeg, he was a posheya. He did say he wasn't careful enough. He did something that wasn't right. So then, yeah, he'll end up doing an avera. But if it's totally b'shogeg, where he was trying to be careful, that's when we would say the tzaddik is a bal litar, so misayin though. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help him out and is not going to cause him to do any sort of avera. So that's a little bit about that topic. So let's see the Gemara Vayter. Now, on Vav Amud Aleph, four lines into the page, in my time of Gazibu Rabban, why did Rabban make a gzera against Shchitas Kuti? Rabbi Shem ben Elazar was sent by Rabbi Meir to bring wine from the Beikutai, from the place where the Kutamar Ashkei Usaba, and he ran into a certain old person. And the Husaba gave him a little bit of a Musar Shmuz. He says, "V'samta sakin below echa im bal nefesh ata." So what does that mean, below echa? So Rashi writes, "Belechi kolomer is chazik al yitzchav lo tasezos." You better overcome yitzhar hara. Don't do this. You're making a big mistake if you go get the wine from the Kutim. Halach Rabbi Shimon Elazar v'sipra dvar m'frei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar told Rabbi Meir that I met this old guy and he told me that I shouldn't do this. V'gazra lein. So they made a gzeir right then and there against the yayin of the kuti, which is wild. My taima. What's the reason? So I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak Tumus Yona Matzalah and Rosh HaGrizim show you over the Nosa, because they found the Tumus Yona and the image of a Yona on the top of our Grizim that they were being over, that they did Avodah Zarah. Now most of the Kutim were not like that, but some were. Rameir L'Tameh the Chayish L'Miyuta V'Gazruba Atumiyuta, and Rameir is Choshish L'Miyuta. That's his Shita throughout all of Shas. Even though it's only a Miyut of them, of the Kutim, he's Choshish L'Miyuta, and therefore we cannot have the wine of any Kutim because of those that are over the Avodah Zarah. Rambam Gamliel based in Unami Kramer Sfirulu, and Rambam Gamliel in his basin when they were goes there against the Shechita of a Kuti, they held like Rameir as well. So who was this old guy that he ran into? Ashkei Hu Saba. So says Tosfos Yesh Mefarshim to Kol Makom Shu Masker Hu Saba Hu Eliyahu. Whenever it says Hu Saba, it's Eliyahu Anavi. So that's why they took it so seriously. He ran into Eliyahu Anavi, and Eliyahu Anavi said, "You better be careful. Don't do this." So he understood that there was room to make a gezerah over here. However, Tosfos points out it can't be that everywhere it says Hu Saba, it's Eliyahu Anavi. It could be sometimes, but it can't be everywhere, because V'yef Shalomer Kein Parak Bam Madlikin Bubdud Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because in the second paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, when we talk about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Ahu Saba, that can't be Eliyahu HaNavi. What happened over there? So if you look, this is Bam Madlikin, the Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled. So this is the aftermath. The mnemonic to remember the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Gemara with the cave is Lag, Shabbos Daf Lag, right? That's Lag Bomer. So Daf Lamed Daled is the immediate aftermath of that. So what happens? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai feels that he was Nitzel Min HaSakana, so he wants to do something with Tzorchei the Rabbim. So he goes and he's Misakin Drachim, and what does it mean to be Misakin Drachim? He follows the path of Yaakov Avinu. So, but what does it mean to be Misakin Drachim? He wants to make sure that he marks off the Mekomos of Tumah so that Kohanim can be aware not to be Metame, and other people who are trying to remain Tar could be aware to not be Tame. So he went to places that were previously suspect of being Tumah and marked off the exact locations of where the Tumah was and where the Tumah wasn't. So Hu Saba comes and says, "Oh, look at you being Metaher Beis HaKvaros like that." So he got very upset. Nasan Boenov and Ahu Saba died. Well, that can't be Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't die at the end of the story. So that's how we know that it's not Eliyahu HaNavi. So Pashti Dukrab and Mike Siv says in Gemara, okay, this pasuk that Ahu Saba told him about, be careful not to eat from this. So what's the pasuk shot in the pasuk? So says Gemara, B'talmud Yoshev L'fnei Rabbo. It's talking about a Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rabbi. D'tani Rabbi Chia Ki Teshev Lilcham. Kiteshiv lilchom es Moshel bin Tavin es Asher lefanecha. And then it says the next pasuk v'santa sakin beloecha im bal nefesh ata. So what's that about? Im yodea Talmud berabo she yodea lahachzilotam bin. If the Talmud knows about his Rebbe, that if you ask him something, he's going to know the answer, then bid, Rashi says, means sha'al. Then you could ask. If you know that he's on the ball and this is a topic that he's familiar with, so ask the question. V'im lav, tavenes asher lefanecha. And if not, then you need to understand what you're dealing with. Rashi explains, mi'atzmecha. You have to figure it out yourself. V'al tish'al v'tevayshanu. Don't ask and embarrass him. V'samta sakim b'lo'echa basrei d'hai kroksiv. Klomer schazik atzmecha v'atzor picha milashol. And that's the end of the passage. Back in the Gemara, v'samta sakim b'lo'echa b'al nevashata parashemenu. That you have to hold yourself back. Sometimes a person has an inclination to do something and you have to fight it. You have to hold yourself back. So even though you want to ask the Rebbe everything, but if you realize that it might cause him great embarrassment because you can ask him something that he's not so familiar with, so hold yourself back from asking and try to figure it out yourself. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef shadr be'avo lasui chamra mi be'kutai. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef was sent by Rabbi Avohu to bring wine from Kutim. Ashkei Ahu Saba, so again he ran into Ahu Saba, Amarlei les kan shomrei Torah, and he said that there are no shomrei Torah over here. Halach Rabbi Yitzchak v'sipar d'valim p'nei Rabbi Avohu. So Rabbi Yitzchak went and reported the conversation back to Rabbi Avohu. V'halach Rabbi Avohu v'sipar d'valim p'nei Rabbi Yami v'Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Avohu reported up the line back to Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi. V'lozaz misham atchasavim of the chavim gemurin, and they right then they made a gzera that they should be, their wine should be treated like the wine of Ovdei Kochavim Gemurin, that the Kutim should be treated like Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it says, well, Lamai, I shouldn't have said the wine. They made a gzera that they're treated like Ovdei Kochavim Gemurin. Lamai, Legabe, what are they treated like Ovdei Kochavim Gemurin? Mehasim does Rabu Rabbanan. If it's about Shechita and Yayin Nesach, didn't we already cover those gzeros? We already had a story where we were gozer on their Yayin, and where we were and Rabbi Gamliel was gozer on their Shechita. So it says, yeah, that's true. It happened previously. Inu gozer v'lo kiblu menayu. But in the previous gezerah, they were never mekabel the gezerah. Klal Yisrael as a whole was not mekabel the gezerah. Asur Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi gozeru v'kiblu menayu. Came along Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi, they made the gezerah, and now it was accepted. Because that's the way gezerahs work sometimes, that if it's not accepted by the Rav Tzibur, then it's proven to be gezerah shein Rav Tzibur yichon l'amud ba at that given time, and therefore the gezerah is not binding. It's only once the gezerah takes hold that it becomes binding. So they gave it a second try in the times of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and that's when they were mekabel the gezerah. Might ovei kochavim gemurin. What does it mean we made them like ovei kochavim gemurin? So granted, yasur their shechita, yasur their yayin, but just say that. Why do you have to say that the mamish like ovei kochavim? What does that mean? What does that add? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak levatal rishus velitein rishus. It adds in terms of Hilchus Erevin, to be Mevatel Rishus and to be Nosin Rishus. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Levatel Rishus, Im Dar Kuti B'mavoy, Tzarech Liskaris Rishuso, Vafilu Nasana B'matana, In Muvatelis Achi Yischar. That in order to make an Erev, to make a Shituve Mavuos, or an Erev Chatzeros, everyone has to share the Rishus. So if there's a Kuti there, we need to rent his Rishus from him. And it's not enough for him to just be mevatel his rishus. You need to actually rent it from him. Vaynu kol v'cham v'Yisrael sheshachach v'lo nasan be'eruv im b'nei amavoy v'u darimam v'osra aleim mevatelim rishuso v'ovidchavim ashi yiskar Yisrael le'menu. And the halacha is that if it's a Jew that forgot to participate in the Erev, typically what does participate in the Erev mean? It means you contribute to the baksa matzahs, that everyone gives a little bit of food toward the Erev. Okay, let's say you forgot, so now the person has to get rid of his own rishus, because his rishus is going to prevent the entire chatzar, his rights in that chatzar is going to prevent the entire chatzar, the entire mavoi, from being combined together. So if it's a Jew, he could just be mevatel rishus. He could just say, okay, I'm mevatel my rishus to the rest of the b'nei mavoi. But if it's a guy, you need to be socha rishus. We need to actually rent it from him. When we make erevin, we rent the rishus from the municipality. We go to the governor or the mayor or whatever, and we rent the rishus. So you're socha. So that's what it means. That like of the chavim that you need to do schiras rishus. Ukeditanya Yisrael mumar mishamer shabbat b'shuk mevatel rishus v'nosin rishus. If you have Yisrael mumar who's mishamer shabbat b'shuk, meaning publicly, but he's a mumar l'chal shabbos v'tzina, so he's like a Yisrael. He could be mevatel rishus and nosin rishus. But v'sheinu mishamer shabbat b'shuk. If he's a mechal shabbos b'farhesia, then ain't a mevatel rishus v'nosin rishus. Then already we treat him like an ovid chavim. Neshamri Yisrael nosin rishus mevatel rishus v'ovid chavim ad sheyiskar, because we said that's the halacha, that Yisrael could be mevatel rishus v'nosin rishus, but ovid chavim you need to actually do a rental. Ketzad amlo rishusi kenui lach rishusi mevatelus lach kana ve'in sarach lezakos. All he has to say is the magic words rishusi kenui lach or rishusi mevatelus lach. That's good enough if he's a Yisrael, but for an ovid chavim we need an actual Schiras Rishus. And we discussed a little bit yesterday why Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia is worse than Mechal Shabbos B'Tzina, even though, typically speaking, one who does Averus B'Tzina is worse than one who does Averus B'Farhesia, because the Gemara Chagiga actually has a different chiluk between than what we said yesterday. The Gemara Chagiga says that, you know, the Gemara asked the question directly, that the halacha is if a person, the Gemara says that if a person feels that his Yetzer Hara is getting the best of him, so you should go to a Makom Shein Makirino, so Lovei Shchorim, Misatek B'Shchorim, he should wear all black and do the Aveira where no one sees, where it's he's totally in private. So the Gemara says, is that the Yetzer? Is that better? You're going to do an Aveira in private? That's worse. It shows that you're not afraid of Hashem, you're only afraid of other people. So the Gemara says, that depends on whether a person is able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. If you're able to overcome the Yetzer Hara and then you do the Aveira privately, that's worse than publicly, because you should have overcome the Yetzer Hara and you're dafka choosing not to be afraid of Hashem. But if you're going to do the Avera, so you might as well not create a Chilul Hashem and do it publicly, then you do it privately. And we had Rav Moshe's understanding specifically by Shemir Shabbos yesterday about the component of Eidos being made to others about the Briyas HaOlam. Okay, new story now. Rabbi Zera Rabbi Asi Iklu Lupundaka to Ya'i. The Rabbi Zera Rabbi Asi went to the hotel of Ya'i. Rashi says it's a Shem Ha'ir, it's the name of a city, and there were Amei Aretz there, and the people there were Chashral Demai. Tamay is when you have produce from an amaretz where you're concerned that maybe they didn't take trumas from Yisrael. So Yisrael kamay beitzimam tsumakos b'yayin. What they served them to eat were eggs that were cooked very heavily in wine. Now wine needs trumas from Yisrael, and so it's l'char, it's demay. Rabbi Zera lo achal. So Rabbi Zera said, no, thank you. He wasn't hungry. Rabbi Yasi achal. Rabbi Yasi did eat from it though. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabbi Yasi v'lo chayish mar le tarovas demay. So Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yasi, how could you eat from this? Aren't you choshesh? These people are on the aretz. Aren't you worried about demay? Amar le lavadatay. He said, oh, whoops, I didn't realize. So I'm Rabbi Zera, nah, can't be. Can't be that there's an obvious issue over here, and you just stopped, didn't realize, and you ate it. Efshar gazral tarovas demay mistayem milsa dravasi lemeich lisura. Could it be that there is a gezera against tarovas demay and Rav Asi ate a davar aser? Can't be. Has to behemdom shel tzadikim and Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal yadon tzadik matzvah lekol shkain. Even a behemah of tzadikim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu would never be mevi takala through a behemah of tzadikim. So tzadik himself is going to eat tarovas demay. It's just not possible. So what happened? So nafuk Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera wanted to investigate. What am I missing over here? That I thought that it's usher, but apparently it's mutter enough that Rabbi Yasi could accidentally eat it. Even though it's only accidentally, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't mutter. So dak ve'ashkach, so he went and he researched the Indian, and what he came up with was the following. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, halokech yayim lasis l'tocha morias, o l'tocha luntus, karshinin lasos men tchinin, adashim lasos men resisin. If you buy ingredients from an Am Haaretz, you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, in order to make a food that's going to contain that ingredient among other ingredients, meaning the food itself is going to be a tarovas. But when you get it from the Am Haaretz, you're just buying the actual raw ingredient, the actual produce, chayv mishum demay. Then certainly you have to be mafresh shum samaisos. You treat it like demay, because you got the actual produce from the amaretz. That's exactly what demay is all about. So that you chayv mishum demay. Vein sarach lomer mishum vaday. And certainly if it's a situation of vaday that it wasn't shum samaisos were not taken from it, certainly you'd have to be mafresh. But vehein atzman mutar meishen taroves. But if you buy the finished product, you go to like the takeout counter and you buy the eggs that are cooked in the wine, so it's a tarovas already of eggs and wine, then it's going to be mutter, because it's only tarovas, and tarovas demay is apparently there were never gozer on a tarovas demay. If you look at Rashi, v'heim atzman, alokech me'am aretz, esha ochlen atzman, ein sarach la'afresh demay, hol b'tarovas b'liyado. As long as when you got it, when you took possession of it, it was already a tarovas, then you don't have to worry about it. So says Gemara, what? V'lo gozer al tarovas demay? They never made a gzeira on tarovas demai. Demai is only usu when you get it be'en, when you get it in its original state. Vatanya hanosim l'shchento isa lefos ukederu levashel. If a person gives to his neighbor a dough to bake or a pot to cook food, they share an oven, or the neighbor has an oven and you don't have an oven, or you don't have any firewood for your oven, so you give it to the neighbor to take care of. Eino choshish l'sa'or utavlin shaba lo mishum shviyas v'lo mishum meiser. You don't have to worry about the sa'or and the tavlin that are in it. You don't have to worry that it's Shemitah produce, nor do you have to worry that it's meiser produce. V'im amr la asili mishalichi choshish l'sa'or v'tavlin shaba mishum shviyas v'mishum meiser. But if you tell the neighbor, make your own stuff, meaning use your own ingredients to make me this food, even though it's only going to be a tarovas that they're mixing in some produce and other ingredients, you have to be choshesh misha meiser. So don't you see that the mai applies even in the tarovas? Even though when you get it, you're only going to be getting it b'tarovas. Says Mara, two answers. Number one, shiny asam dekivin dekamala asili mishalichi kemanda arvi adayim dami. Now, that's not called that you got it when it was already a tarovas. You told them to make the tarovas. You know, it's one thing the Am Haaretz made a food, and then you meet up with him later and you get the food from him. Over here, you told the Am Haaretz, make this food, use these ingredients. So he's gonna, so that's not considered that you're only getting it b'tarovas, because that was all your instruction. The second possible answer, Rav from Amar, shiny sa'or v'tavlin, dilataima of it. the time lo batel, that, you know, normally demai is batel, but sa'ar and tavlin are a milsa davida l'tayma, they're there to give flavor, and anything that's a milsa davida l'tayma is not going to be batel. In Yaradeya, we have a whole category of things that even though normally we apply either bitel barov, bitel b'shishim, depending on the circumstance, so we normally have this notion of bitel, let's say bitel b'shishim, where something is batel, the whole idea of bitel b'shishim is that it's no longer chashuv, it's completely lost its identity amongst the larger tarovas. But if there's a whole category of things that do not become batel because they are too chashuv. A davar shebin minyan doesn't become batel. So one thing that doesn't become batel is something that's avidah l'tayma. You're going to put a little bit of a spice in and it changes the whole flavor and the whole taste of the tarovas. So that's not going to become batel. So if you have regular demai that's in the tarovas, that's going to be batel. But if it's avidah l'tayma, then it's not going to become batel. If you look at Tosaf here, Eino Choshish L'Sar V'Tavlin Shabbat, Lo Mishum Meiser V'Lo Mishum Shviyas, Tosaf says, Mashma D'Tavlin Chayavin V'Meiser. The implication of here is that Tavlin, that even spices, are Chayavin Meisers, because we're saying that don't worry about the Tavlinim that he's putting in, don't worry that it might be from Shemitah produce, or that it might be Meiser. So it sounds, that it might not have Meiser taken from it. V'Tema, the Perek Basim, T'nan Kol Shchayiv Meiser, Metami Tumas Ochlim, Ubarva Arotev T'nan, Akipa, Mitzdarfel Tami Tumasochin, we come from Gemara, my Kipa Tavlin, Alma Tavlin, Elim Tumasochin, Ali De Tsiruf, Alfagav the Chayb Meiser. Tol says if you put a few Gemaras together, you're going to discover that the only things that are Mitami Tumasochin are things that are Chayb and Meiser. And we're also going to discover that Tavlinim are not Mitami Tumasochin. So it must be that Tavlinim are not Chayb and Meiser. So how does our Gemara say that Tavlin is Chayb and Meiser when you put the Gemara in Nida and the Gemara in later on in Mesech together, you realize that Tavlinim are not Chayiv and Meiser. Says Tosis, you're right. When we say that you don't have to worry about Meiser over here, or when you do and don't have to worry about Meiser, that's not going on the Tavlin. Remember, it's Sa'ar and Tavlin. And it's Meiser and Shviyas are the two concerns. So Sa'ar is both a Meiser and a Shviyas concern. Tavlin is only a Shviyas concern, not a Meiser concern. Because even Michael Behema has a Shviyas concern. So Tavlin certainly would have a Shviyas concern. So even though it sounds like we're saying both concerns apply to both things, tells us it's not true. Tavlin doesn't have a Meiser concern. Tavlin only has a Shviyas concern. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, now three lines from the bottom. Ulechlufe lo cheshinan. Are we not concerned that you're going to give your neighbors, Nama Aretz, your food to cook, and you're not going to be concerned that he's going to switch it out and give you his food in place and not be careful about switching his food and your food and therefore whatever he gives you back? Because that we did say, we said if you're not relying on him to make it, you're putting all the ingredients in the pot, you're just asking him, put this on the stove for me, that's okay, that you don't have to worry about anything. Well, why don't you have to worry about something? Shouldn't you have to worry that maybe he switched something for other produce that Shumas Meisters are not taken from? Vatnan, after all, don't we have a Mishnah that tells us in Meseches Demai that Anosin L'chamoso Ma'aser Shunosin L'ver Shunoto Mimena Mipnei Shachashudo Machlefes HaMiskalkel, that if you have food and you give it to your mother-in-law to cook for you, you have to take Maestros before you give it to her, and then you have to take Maestros again when she gives it back to you, because she's Chashud to be Machlef, to switch it out for something that doesn't have Chumas or Maestros taken from it, and that's gonna be a problem. If you look at Rashman, Shachashudo Machlefes HaMiskalkel in Miskalkel Alech, what's going to happen if she messes up the first time? Then machlifaso, she'll switch it out. So that's why you have to take maestros from what you give to her, because if she switches it, she's going to eat it. She's going to eat the bad one, right? It flops. You give her a cake to bake, and it flops. So she's what's she going to do with it? She'll eat the flopped cake, and she'll make a second one for you. So you can't give. You have to take the maestros before you give it to her, because whatever you're giving to her, she might keep, and you can't be machshil her in eating something that didn't have chumas and maestros taken from her. But then you have to take what she gives back to you, because maybe she didn't take chumas and maestros from whatever she's replacing it with. So don't you see that you have to be worried that people switch things? It says no. Hasam kedetanya taima amar bido rotzi betachanas bito boshem echasana. That's only a mother-in-law. A mother-in-law wants to, she's going to be embarrassed that she's going to give food to her son-in-law that's not good. She wants the son-in-law to be happy with the family and with the daughter. So she's going to be, she's chashish to switch it, but nobody else. else. Says Gemara, nobody else. Liyal Meloch Hashinan. In general, are we not concerned by other people that they might switch things out? Vatnan. We have a Mishnah that tells us Hanosin Lupundakis Shelo Umaaser Shu Nosin LaVeShu Notalemena Mnesha Chashudu Machlefas. That a person can give to the Pundakis, to the innkeeper, his own food, and he has to take maaser from what he gives to her, and he has to take maaser from what he gets back from her, because the innkeeper is also chashud to be machlif. She also might switch it out. So says Gemara, yeah, that's also a unique case. A mother-in-law and an innkeeper, those are the ones that would switch it out. Why an innkeeper? Hasanami Moriyav Ra'amra Bar Beirav Lechol Chamima Vana Echol Karira. That she will be Mora Heter, and she will say that the Talmud Chacham is going to eat hot and I will eat cold. So the question is, how exactly do you read that? Is that Bitmiya? Talmud Chacham should eat hot while I eat cold, or the Talmud Chacham, I'm going to make sure the Talmud Chacham will eat hot and I'll eat the cold. So if you look at Rashi, Hasam Nami Moriyah, Hasam Nami Litova Hi Miskavenas, she intends for the good. V'hadlo Tanaba Miskalkel Mishum Da'afilu Ein Miskalkel Nami. And it doesn't even say if it flops. Even if it doesn't flop, Im Nitztanin Alechem Kodim Sha'achlo, if just the bread cools down so it doesn't taste as fresh anymore, Machlefes Leh, she'll switch it out for fresher bread. De Moriyah she'll paskin for herself for the good. I want the Talmud Chacham to eat the hot bread. But if you give to your neighbor, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry that he's going to dafka try to do to your benefit, to give you dafka the freshest thing, nor do you have to worry that he's going to try to steal from you and switch it out. So you could just assume he's going to give you back whatever you give him. But the innkeeper is going to try to do good by you. He's going to try to make sure that you get the best possible food. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos, however, in the top, Tosos says, nah, that's not what's going on over here. He says, Mora sounds like Mora Heter, that she's really doing something devious, and she's Mora Heter, I could do this. I'm allowed to do this because it's Magiali that I should at least have this pleasure that I'm trying to take for myself. Now, like Rashi said, where she's trying to deprive herself of the pleasure, so the Talmud Chacham should have the pleasure. Vote Tanan b'Masnisin Maaser Shunosin Aveshunotah Lemen Mnesha Chasuda Shemachlefas Rabbi Yossi Amar Einanu Achroy L'Ramayim. And plus, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to worry about Ramayim. According to Rashi, she's not a Ramay. She's not like trying to be deceitful. She's trying to be good. So therefore, Mefarish Rabbeinu Menachem Dibitmiya Ka'amar Barbe Rav Lechol Chamima Va'ana Echol Karira. Why should the rabbi, he sits on his tuchus all day, sits there, he doesn't do anything, I'm more slaving away in the kitchen, he should be eating the hot food and I have to eat the cold food? Vani Tarachti Bishvilo, I'm the one that works so hard. Aval Gavi Shchento Ein Lachos L'Chilif Af B'Shatarachas Bishvilo D'Darach Shchenim Shatarachim Zeh Bishvil Zeh. You don't have to worry that a neighbor is going to have that thought process, because even though the neighbor is working for you now by baking your food, but that's what neighbors do. Neighbors do things for each other, and I know I'm going to do a favor for my neighbor today, and they'll do me a favor tomorrow. I'm not going to feel like the person is leeching off of me. But the woman, the achsanai, the innkeeper, the pundakis, is going to worry that is going to think that the Talmud Chacham is leeching off of her, and therefore she should be able to have the fresher food. So says Gemara, l'chulufe lo chashinan. Are we not choshish that someone is going to switch things out? V'atanya, but don't we have a braisa? Eishas chavar tochenes im eishas hama aretz bizman shehi temeya aval lo bizman shehi tahora. An eishas chavar can grind grain together with an eishas hama aretz only if she's tame, but not if she's tahar. So who the she is over here is also machlokas Rashi and Tosos, but we'll stick with Rashi, who says that if the eishas chavar is tame, then you don't have to worry that the eishas chavar might accidentally take some of the food, because as a tame person, she knows not to take the food, not to touch the food. But if she's tahora, then you have to, since she's probably going to be touching the food because she's tahora, then you have to be concerned that she might come to eat from the food, even though it belongs to the Ama Aret. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, after Zman Shei Tameya, Lo Titchon, Meshach Havirta Nosenos Lo Vachalas. He says that even if she's Tameya, you have to be careful, she shouldn't be Tochen together with the Yeshus Amaretz, because the Yeshus Amaretz might give something to her, and she'll eat from it. So you see, what's the Yeshus Amaretz doing? Says Rashi, Alma Shechashuda Lignov Mishal Baila, that the Yeshus Amaretz is stealing from her husband. Ulahachilz Chavirta. So if she's going to be Chashud on stealing from her husband, on her husband, the Gemara says, Vaiter, Hashem Migzal Gazla, if she would steal, then certainly she would switch. So how can you tell me that no, it's only a mother-in-law and a pundakis that would switch? No, even the regular Eish Samaritz will switch out food, because she would even steal from her own husband. Tulsa doesn't like this whole pshat. That's called stealing. A husband is makbid, that she takes a little bit of a snack while she's baking in the kitchen. What kind of husband is makbid about such a thing? So Tulsa has a whole different approach. Anyway, so Amr of Yosef, Hasam Nami, Marv Yomra, Torah Midishay Ka'achil. No, she'll steal from her husband, again, going with Rashi's interpretation, because she'll be Marahet Elasra. She'll say, I'm working for this husband all day long. I'm slaving in the kitchen. I'm cleaning the house. I'm doing everything. I should be able to take a little snack when I want to take a snack. But it doesn't mean that she would be machlif when she doesn't have anything against the other party, when she doesn't have any problem with the other person. Okay, we dafka stopped a little bit short because the next piece goes well into tomorrow's daf. So, better talk about the Hadra Bishub and Zara's tomorrow.